Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk on this Saturday, March 12th. Or whatever day you're listening to it, if you're catching the rebroadcast, or if you're listening to it on the podcasts. That's right, all of these shows here on Radio Law Talk replayed as podcasts. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. You can find a link there. We're on pretty much every outlet that carries podcasts. My name's Todd Kuhnen, filling in for Fred Penny today. He's on assignment. Denise Dirks to my right. Denise, 2 hours through, one left to go. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am surprised how fast it's going.
It is. That's, my MO, really quick.
She's in the power chair over there, the power hour.
She is. She is. You know, Denise is always the voice of wisdom anyway, so.
And reason, yeah.
Yeah, and then for those of you that might just be joining us here on the third hour, the smooth pipes of Cal Hunter.
Well, I wanted to say, here's Denise's voice of wisdom. She said, would you please have a kitty bump made that says this?
Boys are weird.
So that was a request by Denise.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a universal truth. You know, so.
Fair point.
Yes, and she gets that. And well, we've talked about some interesting topics so far. Jussie Smollett, what happened there? We've talked about Ghislaine Maxwell and the juror who may or may not have been truthful when he filled out his juror questionnaire and what effect that may have on the trial. Kelly Clarkson, a little brief news about her last hour and settling her divorce. And, you know, I'm sure that all of the millions she's set to make now, is her name going forward as Kelly Brianne?
You know what? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she changed it legally to reflect something. I don't know what.
I just don't know if she apparently did not do it in the divorce, because I think they had bifurcated and got divorced earlier.
Okay.
But they did finish the property side of it, and it looks like they had a prenuptial, and she won on the prenuptial agreement, which in California, prenuptials are not favored. They're actually disfavored under the law, so the presumption is that they're not valid unless they meet certain conditions.
But her ranch was in Montana. Did they file in Montana or California?
California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Montana, any money, anything that was derived from her monies and her earnings were hers under the prenuptial agreement.
They made sure they filed in the jurisdiction where they started hating each other. So that was important. It was California. So.
Timing. It's all about timing.
Yes, it's all about timing. Ah, this is where it happened. This is, yeah, so, and the reference to her name is Kelly Brianne. You know, she kept her name Kelly Clarkson even while she was married. What was his name? Blackstone or something like that? But she kept Kelly Clarkson. But, yeah, a couple weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the news was that she had filed for a name change. And that was odd to me because it's like, well, wait a minute. So you were on American Idol back in 2002. That's when you got famous. So from 2002 to 2022, 20 years of branding under branding, no reference to the cattle ranch, under the name of Kelly Clarkson.
Fair enough. And a horn in the thought there, huh?
I digress. But 20 years of branding is Kelly Clarkson, and now you're going to change it to Kelly Brianne. And I just thought, hold on a second. That's got to be something to do with her divorce and being able to keep track of proceeds moving forward, because she was never known as Kelly Brianne during the marriage, so she sends contracts as Kelly Brianne going forward. That's clearly her separate property. They wouldn't be able to say, oh, no, that's part of the community property assets going forward. But I don't know that the name change has been granted yet. I mean, I know she filed for it. Wouldn't it be interesting if, like, 2 months from now it says, well, you know what, I decided to withdraw it. And we find out that it was just a bargaining chip in the whole negotiating the dissolution of marriage.
Well, why would he? That's a good question.
I don't think it had anything to do with her divorce, to be candid. I think it has more to do with her former husband's father, who was managing her.
That could be. That could
because
be.
She signed the contracts for the Kelly Clarkson show and The Voice and different things while he managed her. And he might have some rights to those contracts that were signed under Kelly Clarkson. And if she changes her name to Kelly Brand, that may mean that he doesn't have any rights to those new contracts.
What little reading I've done on this in People magazine, I mean, I don't know. Remember,
crack legal research there.
Would indicate she just said she's in a different place now.
Yeah.
This more reflects of who I am and where I am. But you're right. These things don't happen without some legal reason behind them, would they?
Some might argue she's taking up
that's a big
codes,
change.
But,
you know, Kelly Brown's a nice name, too.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
It is. It is. Well,
and she's still a good singer. Still has her TV shows. So.
She does. Like she's going to be crying all the way to the bank
for
this. I mean, it's not like they were splitting up the rest of their money and she has nothing else coming in. I think Kelly Brienne Clarkson Rodham Clinton, whatever you want to say her name is, I think she's going to do just fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, she's good. But you know what? Right now. We need the third installment of Cal wagering his eternal soul trying to lie to Denise and I, otherwise known as Case or No Case. Can you set us
now
up?
It's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Now, this lady was a singer.
Crazy.
The late Patsy Cline singing a Willie Nelson tune there that he wrote and sold for like $85 or something like that.
That's the way I roll.
Yeah, but anyway. And by the way, Willie Nelson's sister, who was an accompanist with him, piano player in the band, just died. So anyway, our sympathies to Willie Nelson. I only met him once when he came to Red Bluff and played nine holes on the little golf course there. But anyway, separate story. Patsy Cline was an American singer. She's considered one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century and was one of the first country artists to cross over into pop music with Crazy and Walking After Midnight. There's a company that manages her intellectual property, and they have been busy because somebody had filed a while ago a domain name, patsycline.com. Now, there's a long history between Patsy Cline Enterprises, Visual Link, and the latter company owner, Mark Bayless. Bayless claimed to have turned down a $50,000 offer for the domain. The state then made a $5,000 offer through a third-party service to buy the domain and the rights to the name that they administered. Bayless rejected the offer. Patsy Cline Enterprises sent Visual Link an invoice for $87,500, saying it was the annual licensing fee for the use of her name, image, and likeness. Now, things are getting interesting, right? So Mark Bayless said he filed for PatsyCline.com legally, fair and square. He said, I'm not paying any stupid licensing fee, and no, I'm not going to sell you the domain name back. Patsy Cline's people decided it was time to call the legal department and asked if they had a case or no case. And Denise, I'm sure you have an idea on what this might be.
This is the one time where I'm going to say if Denise stretches for time because we're coming up on our break, I get that for her. Can I ask a question that might be relevant
feel
for
free,
Denise?
Feel free, yeah.
He had the domain name. Did he ever operate a website using that?
Yes, he did. That's how it all came up. Yeah.
That's why the licensing came up, and maybe the royalties or licensing
He was doing some stuff that made the family most unhappy.
Right, so he was using her likeness in his domain.
Right.
And probably making money on the domain advertisers or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, doing,
This reminds me, for some reason, that pops into my head. There's so many new domains right now out there about the prince and the Prince Harry in them, and there's also the other prince, William. There's like, people have just like started all these different Instagrams and all of that, putting all their pictures, all of that. And it's all public. It's all public domain, right? It's all in the public. So how do you charge a licensing fee if you use it when those are in the public? I think I'll let you know when we come back.
Was she good or what?
Shocker. Saw that one coming.
I'm telling you. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk and the answer to Case or No Case after this. Commercials and other announcements.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So, we're in the middle of case or no case here. Quick recap. This is somebody... Some guy owns PatsyKline.com, the domain name, starts a site, throws some pictures up there, and essentially Patsy Cline's intellectual property representatives tag him with a licensing fee for the name and the likeness used on the website. And he's like, yeah, go pounce in. I don't need to pay that. So is this a case? Somebody gets sued. What happens?
Yeah, that's it. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, how'd it work out?
And then Denise was stalling for time. And so she has stalled enough.
That's right.
She's now lip-syncing to the song.
Such a great song.
Oh, she got up on the table. Denise, get off the table.
Performance.
Good heavens, Denise. Take the lampshade off your head.
So what do you think? Is it a case or no case?
Well, they offered to sell that domain initially for $50,000, and that was declined.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. So then they started to make money on the website and in this domain somehow. See, this is where I struggle, because some of what Patsy Cline's likeness would be public domain. People just taking pictures of her and, you know, putting it out there. But then some would be owned by photographers, right? And so who should be paid?
And perhaps by the family of those remaining who are paying someone to manage her affairs.
Exactly. I mean, I can see there being different types of lawsuits here. I am going to say that it is a scenario, but it is not a case.
I think that's,
or it's even a case right now, but it still has not become a case yet. Okay. It's a scenario.
Todd Cunyon from the Union 76. So what do you think?
Thank you, Kuel Hunter.
You're welcome.
And your Denise Dirk.
I'm sorry, man. Okay, what?
So this is going to be a strategic answer based upon points, because we go to 50 and Denise is within less than 10 points to getting to the ultimate. And I can't afford to go down any more than what Denise has done, so I have to match her. And this is not one that I am confident enough to go off. Contrary to her answer, I'm just trying to keep pace with her answer and hoping that we're both wrong. And I'm going to say no case on this one.
You see, that's me hoping that you're both wrong, because if you're both wrong, guess what? I would get some points. And so guess what? I get some points.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to help you out.
Thank you. Case settled out of court. Undisclosed terms, but they settled it out of court.
How long ago was this?
Fairly recently. It was in the last 10 years.
Yeah. See, the thing that I remembered from this is I remember back in my day, we didn't have skis. We just searched. Back when the whole .com stuff got started in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, I remember this story. Some guy went out and registered the name DanMarino.com.
Yep. Yep.
Now, he didn't start a website, didn't do anything. That's why I asked you about that, because all he did was register the domain name so that he owned that, and then Dan Marino wanted it, and the guy was like, yeah, I'll sell it to you for some sum. And Marino's like, no, I'm not going to pay you so that I can use my own name. And, well, guess what? The guy kept DanMarino.com, and Marino didn't get it. And so if nothing had been started with PatsyCline.com, then I would definitely say, yeah, she's got no claim. But if you started something, I get that.
Well, this is one of the early cases in what was called domain parking, where people would do just that, go steal somebody's name and likeness and park it somehow, making people think it was theirs. And I think that was Dan Marino's problem. I think that was Patsy Cline's place. They said, wait a minute, that's not your name. This is our mother, our aunt, our, you know, whatever it was, our progenitor. So you can't just take somebody's name and do that. And so this started all of the interest in the pushback against domain parking on a bigger scale.
Now they say Denise Dirks, the real Denise Dirks, right? Now they take over that and call it the real or the original or something like that to kind of take back the domain name.
They've got a lot of different things that they do. I still maintain, if somebody just bought the domain name, didn't start a website,
yeah,
they're probably okay doing that. What the problem is, when you start a website, now you're using their likeness without their permission.
Right.
And if you monetize it by running ads, now you're making money on their likeness without the permission. That's where you can get in hot water.
By the way, this just in from ToddCunin.com.
Todd has a kitty.
I'm not just saying I got some audio off.
And only one at this point. So, the other thing is sometimes they'll get domain names. And they learn this. Do you remember back when it was 1-800-COLLECT, all those 1-800 things where you could, you know, place collect calls from payphones
right, and things like that.
Well, so there was 1-800-COLLECT, and then another phone company went out and registered the phone numbers, but they misspelled collect, thinking that there's a certain number of people that will dial 1-800-COLLECT, but they'll spell it wrong.
There's a spillover,
And that went to some other company who got that, and it was a completely different rate, but they made money based upon the banking on the fact that people would say 1-800-COLLECT but spell it incorrectly. Same thing happens with domain names. So if you get, like, when I opened my law office originally, I had my domain name there, but I also registered a couple of domain names that might have, if somebody spelled it wrong or they used my full name instead of my initials because it was just my initials, so that those would be redirected to the same website. That way I wasn't missing out on people that, you know, were going somewhere else. But
so is your domain still tklegal.com?
It's ATK.
ATK.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a little while.
Denise,
longer.
Do you have a domain?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just
it's
curious.
dirkslaw.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just curious about that.
Yeah, just keep it simple. You know,
yeah.
I don't recommend somebody go with a really long domain name like, you know, ATK Legal for You and Criminal on Thursdays.com.
2017, right.
A little hard to remember all of that. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we're through with case or no case. Cal got some points there.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank
you. About time. Yeah.
We'll pick it up next week with the case or no case. We still got a half hour left here. We come back after the break. We're talking about Alec Baldwin. Maybe a little bit of NFL news. Maybe a little bit of some mom in Northern California pulling some weird shenanigans in the last 5 years. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
As Todd said, this is Radio Law Talk and available not only on many fine local radio stations whom we love, but if they stop carrying the case after an hour or two, you can always go over to RadioLawTalk.com, stream the case, or download all of our episodes all free. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. The number of casualties is not known. The city already has been hit hard by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll was more than 1,200 since the start of the invasion. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, continued to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital, Kyiv, and kill its residents to take the city. China is reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections, with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that has practically banned abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Oh, come on. If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk.
And now, back to the show. Here are Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin with Radio Law Talk.
Heading down the home stretch here. Final half hour of this three-hour show here on March 12th. Thanks for joining us. Let's see, where are we going to, Denise? Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin in the news again. And we teased this at the top of the show back in the first hour. Until all... Anything is filed in the criminal realm and that's resolved and all civil case issues are resolved. This Baldwin thing with the death of, what is it, Helena Hutchins on the set. She was the director of photography, the videographer for the film they were shooting, Rust, in New Mexico. Until all that, this is going to stay in the news and we will cover things as they arise. What's the latest that has come up? Denise?
Well, this arises out of a lawsuit, but it's an arbitration. And apparently in the contracts around Rust that was signed by Baldwin and other persons, it requires there to be an arbitration. So the parties are all going to arbitration. They're all pointing the fingers at each other. And one of the things that Baldwin has requested is that the other persons to the contract, the persons that were directing the show and you know, the cinematographer and the rest of them, that they have to basically indemnify and hold him harmless and provide him with a defense and pay for his costs of defense, because under the contract, he says, there's a provision that they have to.
You know, and look, putting aside the tragedy on the set of Rust, if you go back, you know, this is what, 6 months ago that this happened. If you go back, say, a year ago, when they're in pre-production, they're to the set and Alec Baldwin is brought on as a producer, and nobody knows that this tragic incident is going to occur, and Baldwin, who was paid, I think, $225,000 for his role as an actor, but he's also making money on the back end as the producer.
Well, I think he said he put up $250,000 on the front end, so he may get paid on the back end, but he kind of financed the project, didn't
he? Well, he is to be
partially.
Paid. Yeah, he is to be paid $225,000, but he also puts up money as a producer so that he makes money on the back end. But to get that money, to get that financing, obviously, anybody who wants this film made and wants to bring in Baldwin with his star power and his money to get it made is going to enter into a contract, and Baldwin's legal representatives are going to look at it to make sure he's protected in the event there was an unfortunate accident. Everybody knows that going in.
Sure.
And, you know, now Baldwin is being called on the carpet in the press and by everyone else because he's seeking to enforce the terms of the contract that everybody agreed to before there was a tragedy.
Now, the widower of the director said, listen, this guy's not, he's taking no blame for anything. As far as you can tell, maybe he wasn't even on the set at the time.
That's
amazing.
Well, that's what it's all getting stretched kind of into that direction and making it sound like he's blaming the victim, which means that Alex is going to be a very unpopular person because of all of this publicity.
So there's two things going on right now. One is the argument about which is the appropriate venue to bring any legal claims as a result of this incident.
So California or New Mexico?
Well, Baldwin is saying it should be an arbitration.
Oh, okay.
Pursuant to the contract.
Okay? Got it.
You guys have filed in different jurisdictions, but if you file in a jurisdiction and you sue somebody and that person can come back as it gets started and say, wait a minute, I got an arbitration clause that sort of indemnifies me here. We can take this to arbitration. So that's one. The venue of where this takes place is an issue. And then the second thing has to do with liability. And this is what Baldwin is being called on the carpet for because of statements made in his legal filings that have been construed to be him blaming Hutchins. I don't read it that way, but the statements do say, look, I was on set. She was directing where I should point the gun and do this. And it makes it sound like, from one perspective, he is blaming her. I have a different take on it than that. But what should we want to do first? What the allegations were? Do you want to hear my take?
Well, the blame, he said, was she told me to point the gun at her and go through the cocking motion so we could see how it could look on camera. And he said, well, then I did that. Boom, it went off. You know, I'm just following her direction at that point. That was one of the things he said, right?
That's true. And that makes it sound like he's blaming her. This is my read on it. I read that and I say, well, hold on. I think that what he's really saying there was nobody on set at that time thought that they were in a dangerous environment. We all thought, based upon the fact that we have an armorer and other people, that all of the protocols have been filed, that the gun did not have a live round in it, and the proof that all of us thought that this was a safe act and a safe environment is I'm there holding the gun doing this. She is there directing me where I'm supposed to go. I thought it was just as safe as she did because I guarantee you, if she thought it wasn't safe, she wouldn't be doing that, right? And so I think that statement is more of a we all thought this was a safe environment.
Well, sure. Oh, yeah.
And the tragedy occurred because somebody before us dropped the ball. And it is no more her fault than my fault because we all thought this was a safe environment. And I think that is where he's going with this statement. I as much as I may disagree with Alec Baldwin politically and in other realms and maybe dislike his attitude on certain things, I find it hard to believe that Baldwin would honestly be arguing that Hutchins is dead because she screwed up and it was her own fault, which is the way that this is being portrayed. I don't think that's what he intended.
You know, he's just finger pointing at everybody.
He's pushing at the people who sold the bullets. He said, I didn't buy the bullets. He's pushing at the person who's supposed to be the armorer. I think he's pushing on what he's saying is everybody but me.
Well, yes, that is exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
But I think that none of us are in his shoes.
And that's okay. I understand that.
None of us are in his shoes. And I would say that from his perspective, regardless of the number of actors that are out there, he's probably thinking everybody is saying that everyone else's responsibility falls on my shoulders and it's only me. And he's trying to push back, saying, look, it's everyone wants to blame me because, admittedly, I'm probably the big, deepest pocket here. But it wasn't just me. I get the response. I think it could have been artfully done. I'll tell you, you know who's going to make their money in addition to the attorneys? Is the PR folks. The PR folks that are going to have the job to rehabilitate his image after this, if they even can.
Right. But, well, you know, he's already tried to get everybody back together to finish this project.
Yeah,
and that has not been successful.
Well, that's a whole separate issue. Is that not kind of, I'm going to say this and I don't mean it to be cruel, is it not at least let the body get cold first before you start to worry about the project and your money invested in it?
I agree with that take on it. This is what I don't know. I don't know, because he was a producer on this, how many other entities are coming to him saying,
if you don't get this done,
you're in breach of contract, and you're because this happened and this happened and this needs to get done. And let's not also lose sight of the fact that, as tragic as this accident is, a production like this employs a lot of people who rely on this production for their livelihoods, because these people are brought in for contract work, essentially. It's not like, you know, this is their 8-to-5 job and they get paid all the time whether they're working or not.
And up or downstream, I mean, from the writers all the way down to the editors at the end of the show and the film distributors, everything. I mean, everybody's going to make a buck off of it, they're hoping.
Next time you go see a movie, stay to the very end of the credits. They usually have something in there that gives the total number of people that were employed working on that production. It's often in the thousands or tens of thousands.
Yeah, so, and in this particular case, it was already over budget. Alex Baldwin had already kicked in $100,000 of his $250,000 fee that he was going to get as an actor. And so where was there going to be more money to finish this project? That would be another question.
He's just – I could see he's under a lot of pressure to get it done. But, you know, all of the other players, those don't always come out in the news reports. It makes it sound like Alec is just, well, sorry she's dead, but I want to get this thing in the can so that we can do that.
Right.
I think there might have been a little bit more to it than that.
I also think there's a lot of weasel language in there that you can tell the lawyers wrote to just kind of push everybody away and say, take a deep breath until we figure out what's really going on.
Could be. Lawyers have been known, right?
Well, I don't mean that to be deprecating to you. I'm just saying when your client's on the line, there's a lot of weasel language that can come out.
I take no offense to that at all. Lawyers do that. So, all right, last break before we hit our final segment, and then we got quick takes. Quick takes coming up. Don't go away. You want to stay tuned for those. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back here in a couple minutes.
Yep, stay tuned. This is our last break of this hour until we say farewell. So get out your hanky, dry your tears, and Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute right here on your favorite local radio station and live at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, come on.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Final segment here on Radio Law Talk. Wait, where do the 3 hours go? You know, this has been a quickest 3 hours in radio.
Daylight savings.
Oh yes, folks, don't forget tomorrow is built-in excuse for being late to school and work on Monday day. Daylight savings time tonight and tomorrow. Yes, we do lose the hour, but it means it's going to stay lighter late. Is that what it is? Lighter later.
Lighter later. I wandered into church one time an hour late after this happened, and I was in a leadership position. I was really supposed to be there, you know, that fall, and it was kind of embarrassing. But
yeah, didn't it used to happen that we would do it on Sunday night? Now we're doing it on Saturday night?
No, it was always Sunday.
Saturday morning.
Late Saturday evening. I think it's, what time does the change take place? About 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Anybody that has a phone in today's world, one of the cell phones, is never going to be allowed to claim that they were late because of the spring ahead.
That's true. But if you have an older car where you have to manually set the clock or an aftermarket stereo, most people go, and so they're always off now.
Or if you follow that advice about not sleeping with your phone anywhere near you because of the activity and the light makes it so you don't sleep as well. So some of these people are hardcore. They leave the phone in the kitchen, which would probably keep me up at night not having my phone nearby.
True. That's what I use for an alarm.
Yeah. Alexa's my alarm, and she's pretty much on top of the daylight savings thing. So.
Yeah, it happens. But, you know, so there you go. There you go. Tomorrow the time changes. You lose that hour. Oh, great.
I hate that.
But here, today.
I do like the fallback where you get the extra hour.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. That is great stuff.
But California passed a law saying that we would no longer have daylight savings time. Why can't we get that law to actually function? What's the problem?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't know we passed
it. I didn't think it was signed into law.
It was an initiative. And the problem is We have not yet gotten congressional approval. We still wait for the U.S. Congress has to
sign. But, you know, Hawaii and Arizona don't observe.
Well, they got congressional approval. We haven't yet.
There's three states, and I can't remember the third, but you're right. Hawaii, Arizona, there's a third state.
And the state of confusion.
Yeah, so, in other words, North Dakota. Okay, it's a joke. I love North Dakota.
I don't think we're on any stations in North Dakota yet, so we're good.
Who dodged that bullet?
Hey.
We are. Yeah, we are. Those of you listening in Bismarck and the greater area, we love you. It's just a joke.
Oh, we are? I know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a joke. Yeah.
I think the only one we're not in is Vermont, right?
I don't know.
We'll have to take a look.
But if we can make fun of Vermont, I'm good with that.
But let me tell you something. I'm happy for all the affiliates that we have. And everybody taking their time to listen to our humble little show.
We're in Idaho. We're in Montana. We're in Wyoming. Let's see.
We're everywhere.
Pennsylvania, Louisiana, and right now in California.
And all of you are in our hearts.
Yes, we love all of you.
Sorry, I have a Hallmark card in front of me.
Yeah, and if you want a Radio Law Talk t-shirt, just send an email to Todd Kuhn and say, Todd, buy me a t-shirt and the subject line with your address, and Denise and Todd and Fred and I will send you an autographed Radio Law Talk t-shirt, because we have a few of them. I have a few extra ones.
Sounds good. Yeah. Works for me. Yeah. Hey, you know, NFL's not immune to lawsuits.
No, that's
true. Here was going on down in Florida, or what was going on. So Brian Flores, African-American head coach, he was on part of Bill Belichick's staff up in New England a couple of years ago after, you know, Belichick's Patriots always think they do well every year because Belichick has the system. And he also had Tom Brady, but that's beside the point. But a couple years ago, Flores leaves the Belichick nest, if you will, gets hired by the Dolphins to be their head coach. And by all accounts, he did very well. Winning seasons, had a winning record.
I think you'd say pretty well.
He did well, given where the Dolphins were before he got there.
He did great.
And but he had there were two issues that were reported. One might have been a falling out with the owner about what he claims to be the owner's wishes regarding intentionally losing games to get better draft picks. And the other was perhaps a contentious, as reported, allegedly a contentious relationship with their starting quarterback, who used to be an University of Alabama product, Tua Tagovailoa. Tua. Everybody calls him Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes. And to the extent that Flores was chewing him out in front of others, allegedly claiming that his work ethic was bad, that he, you know, was a hindrance to the team, and if he could, he'd have a different quarterback, blah, 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 blah.
Wasn't that the coach's job?
Well, it is, but the Miami Dolphins fired Brian Flores after this last season. And again, everybody's looking at it. It's kind of a head-scratcher because he had the team headed in the right direction. So they fire Flores, and shortly thereafter, Flores files a class action lawsuit against the NFL and its owners, and I think named the owner of the Dolphins individually, alleging essentially discrimination in not only the hiring of black coaches as head coaches, but as assistant coaches, coordinators, all up and down the line for the whole coaching tree.
And yet they hired him, and he was working this. It surprises me. Yeah.
And he was, but...
I mean, he was a Belichick assistant. He goes to become a head coach. How can there be systemic racism if he's in the coaching ranks and moving around?
And that's for him. But what happened was, I think that he's claiming that what spurred this lawsuit on was when he was released by the Dolphins, there were a lot of head coaching positions open.
True.
And he was not getting a whiff anywhere. To the extent that he had a coaching interview, he alleges, with New York. And his name is Brian.
The Giants, by the way.
The New York Giants. His name is Brian. There's another Brian, Brian Daboll. I think he was from the Bills. And Daboll got the job before Brian Flores' interview. And Bill Belichick from the Patriots selected, because he knows both Brians, selected Brian Flores in his phone, sent him a text message congratulating him on getting the New York job. And this was before Flores had even interviewed in New York. And the coaching position had already gone to Daboll, so he alleges. And so essentially what Flores is arguing is this whole Rooney rule, which was established back in the early 2000s, I think it's 2003.
Al Davis era. Yeah.
To encourage minority hiring of minority candidates for head coaching positions, that it was all for show, that it wasn't really doing anything, and essentially they were just recycling old Caucasian quarterback or coaches from team to team, and that the minorities weren't given a fair shake. And that is making its way through. Right now, the big issue is the Miami Dolphins have requested that the commissioner file to remove the class action lawsuit to arbitration. And Brian Flores' legal team is saying, look, this is such a big issue, and out there, we're asking the NFL to not take it to arbitration so that you can maintain your transparency that you say that you have. And we're going to follow to find this case to see what the commissioner does moving forward, because I think Flores' team makes a good point. If you do truly want to be transparent on the issue of minority hiring, don't take this case and bury it in the secretive process of arbitration. Yep. Leave it out in the public eye.
My question about this has always been, when I first heard about this, and I heard about the argument with the quarterback and all that stuff, I was thinking to myself, is it possible that Brian Flores has a reputation that, believe me, echoes around the NFL faster than anything else? Where people said, this guy is a bad actor, he's not a good players coach, he has some real serious issues, and we wouldn't rehire him again. And is that a blackball de facto or what? No pun.
I get that take, except when he was fired, the number of people, head coaches, people on coaching staffs all around the NFL that were like, we can't believe that happened.
It was stunned by it,
huh? Yeah,
because he was a winning coach.
He was a good coach. But we have to move on because we got to get one last segment.
Yeah, there's one last thing we have to do here, and that is Todd's favorite segment because he's so good at it.
And Denise has an interesting one that's going to do double duty.
I am doing double duty here. I am giving an update, and I'm also doing my quick take.
Tut-tut-tut-tut. Here comes the update.
In the Cosby case, the prosecutors appealed the decision to dismiss that case, and the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld that. That is what we called way back when. Radio Law Talk called it as early as April 28th, 2018, and we restated it again December 5th, 2020, guys. Go back and listen to those shows.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's great. That's a good one. Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take, my friend?
Kelly Clarkson. Denise, you're going to hate me on this one. Kelly Clarkson gave away the cattle so she didn't have to compete for grazing space in the front yard.
Oh, man, that is cold. It's funny, but it's cold.
Thank you, folks, for joining us on Radio Law Talk. We'll see if I'm here next week. Cal, take us away.
Oh, the phone's ringing. It's Kelly Clarkson. Yeah.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.